Good morning. Today is the day before Clean Monday. In other words, it's the day before we begin the official Lenten season. And this Sunday has been dedicated to a Sunday of forgiveness. You know, the previous Sundays, we had the parable of the prodigal son, publican and the Pharisee. And then today we are taught about forgiveness. It says, if you cannot forgive others, then how can the Father forgive you? So what it's saying is that we must have compassion on each other, and we must have forgiveness and offer forgiveness. Have you ever thought that all of humanity, being one organism, have you ever thought of humanity that way? Well, in reality, aren't human beings social creatures? Don't we always want to gather together with other human beings? Haven't we learned that the body of Christ is all of us put together, and we are all parts of this body? So we can imagine that God sees humanity as an organism, as one organism, so that when he tells us to be loving and to be forgiving, it means that this organism should be brought together, and it should be brought together to do good works, and it should be brought together to help each other. And if one cell of the organism is hungry, we feed that cell. And if one cell has done something against us, we'll try to forgive it. Sometimes in this world, when we see all of the terrorist groups, when we see all of these terrible things happening, when we see Christians being martyred, even today, Christians are being martyred for their faith. So how should we respond as Orthodox Christians? Should we be loving of those that are martyred and of those who are martyring them? Should we be forgiving? This is a difficult question. It's a difficult question to answer. But there is an answer to the question. Imagine somebody that has a wound, a terrible wound on their leg, and it turns to gangrene. Imagine again someone who has a terrible cancer. Let's say the cancer is in their tongue, or in their ears, or in their eye. This is a terrible thing. But what do we do? We don't hate the leg, but we have to remove the leg, because if that leg is not removed, then the whole body will die. We don't hate the tongue. We don't hate the eye. But if that eye and that tongue are not removed, then the whole body will die. When we have individuals in our society who have turned against the body, whose sole purpose is to destroy the body, as in the case of cancer, says they have to be stopped. And they have to be stopped at any cost. I know as Christians we say, love your enemies. I'm not saying not to love them. I'm saying to love the rest of the people, to love the rest of the world, and stop what is happening. We cannot allow ourselves as Orthodox Christians to say it's okay, because Jesus said to forgive and to love. We can forgive and we can love, but we can also stop. So pray that what is happening in the Middle East and really throughout the world, because that cancer has been let go. It's too late now to stop it in one place. It has metastasized and it is all over the world. So pray to God that somehow we can stop this cancer. Last week, 21 of our own, 21 Coptic Christians were killed. This is only the latest. Today we will have a memorial for our loved ones, and we are going to add their names with it. These are martyred Christian saints. We will call them saints from now on because they gave up their life for their faith. And there's no greater thing than one can do but give up his life for the faith. But we have to see ourselves as responsible. We are responsible to forgive others. We are responsible to love others. But we are also responsible to stop someone from hurting others. It's not an easy thing, but I want you always to remember that these things are in God's hands. But we must also remember that we as human beings are God's hands. So whatever happens, pray for everyone. Forgive even those who must be stopped. Try to find understanding, even for those people. However, we must not allow this to progress. We must not allow innocents to be killed. This has to be stopped in any way that we possibly can. It's unfortunate in the fallen world that we have come to this situation. But decisions have to be made, and our Lord has given us the brain and the mind to make these decisions. So pray that our leaders will make the correct decisions. Pray that He will stop those who are persecuting and killing our brothers and sisters in the Middle East and throughout the world, simply because they followed Christ. And Christ is the true bringer of peace. The Christian religion, even though it has been distorted by some in the past, says it's still the religion of peace. But we want peace for the whole world. And if there are those who cannot accept that, and if there are those whose sole intent is to destroy everything, then they have to be stopped. These are our prayers as we enter into Lent. These are the prayers of forgiveness that we ask of God to forgive us, even for our thoughts, if they are not forgiving for others, if we cannot forgive others, if we feel hostility to others, we have to ask forgiveness. If we have family members who we're not speaking to because of some silly thing, ask yourself, is whatever that reason that I'm not speaking to this person, will it be important 100 years from now? If it's not important 100 years from now, it's not important today. go and ask forgiveness from those whom you are estranged. This is the time of the year, the season to forgive. It's also a time of repentance, because with forgiveness comes repentance. Repentance, metanoia, a change of mind, a change of heart. So we must repent. But repentance, in repentance, it means that we're planning on changing for forever. And our efforts are that we're going to change and become better people forever. It's not just, I'm going to change a few things that I do for 40 days. And then, at the end of the 40 days, I'm going to go back to my old self. No, this is the time of renewal. The Pascha is the renewal. We've made the changes and now we're renewed. So now is the time to begin this renewal process. We have many ways that we do it. The church has given you many opportunities to find that good person within you. We start this evening with the service of forgiveness. And in this service, it is a time where everyone in the community, everyone that comes, will reflect deeply on themselves, and they will ask for forgiveness of the rest of the community. It's a beautiful service, and every year we have more and more participating, and I invite you all to come. But after today, we begin the days of fasting. Now, fasting, we know from the Old Testament, is fasting was a sign of repentance. If you remember the story of Jonah, he went to Nineveh and he told them that God was going to destroy them because of their wicked ways. And the king said, no, everyone fast and put on ashes and sackcloth and humble themselves. And God saw that, and he didn't destroy the city. So we know that through fasting and humility, says God will have mercy on us. And we are saying to him with our fast two things. We're saying to him, I love you. And we're saying to him, I'm sorry for not being the absolute best person I can be. This is what the fast signifies. And it should be a significant fast of food. I know people, I remember in the past, I hear people say, well, I'm going to give up chocolate, and I'm going to give up Coca-Cola, and I'm going to give up this, and I'm going to give up that. No, we're not giving up snacks. We're giving up a certain type of food. We're giving up the amount of food that we consume. You know, the amount of food that we throw away is a terrible sin in America. There's just one day's worth of food that is thrown away in America could probably feed the rest of the world. It's terrible to say that, but it's true. So we also not only try not to eat as much and limit our diet, but we try not to throw away food. Don't prepare a lot of food. It's better to run out and to leave the table hungry than it is to have all sorts of leftovers that we give to our pets or that we give to the garbage man. So there is a lot of things. We also have to be more focused. And I suggest that everyone, that either if you have a book that you've already read, to reread it, is there's many, many spiritual treasures in our church. They're written by elders in monasteries. They're written by saints. they're written by one or the other. Now, I'm not talking about the heavy theology books. I'm talking about the very simple lessons that are taught by the Desert Fathers. They usually have very short stories in them. It says, those will help to inspire you, to show you how wrong we are and how we live our lives in a twisted, distorted way. So this is another way. Also, the church provides church services all through Lent. We have services on Mondays. We have services on Wednesdays. We have services on Fridays. Throughout the whole Lenten period, there are beautiful services, and they're not services that you see any time of the year other than during Lent. So with fasting and with prayer, and especially with almsgiving, the giving of alms, the giving to the poor. Find a way to give to the poor. We have many ministries in the church that do exactly that. And 100% of your donation goes to the people. It doesn't go to building fund. It doesn't go to the general whatever it's called. Okay, so you can give to the church, but you don't have to give only to the church. There are other ways. And we have to give always. Try to give secretly so that we're not receiving praise in return. Because when we give and expect praise in return, it's like we're buying something. We're buying praise. And it's meaningless. I gave something, I received something. I go to the store, I put my money down, I buy a pair of shoes or a jacket or whatever. Then it doesn't mean anything. I made an exchange. But true giving is giving in private. It's giving without anyone else knowing. And that's true giving because we haven't received anything back for it. This is the giving that we are blessed with, is the giving in secret. So during this Lenten period, these are the things that we should practice. And these are the things that will help us progress spiritually. And I'm hoping and I'm praying that all of us during this season will see how spiritually rewarding this change in our life can be. And continue it all through the year and throughout our lives. This beginning of Lenten season, I pray that our Lord blesses us. And I know that He cares and loves us. And I hope that we see and feel His love for us. And that we realize our love for Him.